Okay, so let's jump to the middle of the parsha already. So Parshat Ki Tisa, it starts off obviously with what we already read is Parshat Shkalim, has discussions of Shabbat, but the majority of the parsha is focused on the sin of the Egel, and then the rebuilding of the relationship between God and the Jewish people in the aftermath of the Egel. And there is the then very famous scene afterwards where Moshe turns to God and makes a audacious request of God that the Gemara then has a machloket about, which we did last year, and I got it, of whether God bothers answering him, or actually gives him the answer. What is that? What is his request? Hareini nad kvodecha. Let me see your glory. And what is God? Now, what does that mean? Does it mean see your essence? According to Chazal, it's let me understand the way the world works, specifically the questions of divine justice and theodicy, right? Good things happening to bad things happening to good people, and the like, but something about God's essence. And what does God say to him? Thank you. Right, specifically, God says, I will show you my back, and I will not show you my front. Veraita et achorai upanai lo yira'u. What's the problem with this? Sure, that's the problem there. I mean, that is a problem. But there's a bigger problem simply just in understanding Moshe. And that is, what's the problem just understanding Moshe? Which is, how does God speak to Hashem in general? How does Moshe speak to God in general? Even in this perek, forget v'diber Adonai Moshe panim el panim kasher yidaber ish el re'ehu. God speaks to him face to face. So how in the same parsha can God say, listen, I can only show you my back, except because you can't see my face, except you can, because that's how we normally talk. Panim el panim, like a friend talking to a friend. I know that sounds heretical. It's just the Torah speaking. Kasher yidaber ish el re'ehu. No, not a problem. Not a problem at all. What?
It's like clearly not literal, right?
Great. This is the problem, is you're thinking it's not literal. That may be true. But within the world of not literal, because God's face and back are also not literal. What is it?
Moses already seen.
Right. It's very nice. You can... If you're a Maimonidean, your main problem with this is God doesn't have a face. God doesn't have a back. If you are reading the Perek and you're not getting all theological and you're just reading it and you're like, aha, one pasuk in the Perek says, right, Perek, Lamed Gelmo pasuk Yud Aleph says that God sees him panim el panim.
Well, no,
and then,
like, meaning you're seeing different sides of God, right? You see the face and you see the back.
See, this is like you saying, oh, it's not a problem. Like, it's obvious. This is a problem if the Perek presents it as they speak panim to panim, and then, less than 10 psukim later, he says, let me see your kavod. He didn't even ask for the panim. And what does God say? You can't see my kavod because you can't see my panim. But clearly, literally, something is... It's trying to do... something. Right? And this is obviously not the only time that we have this. Right here we have panim el panim. In Bamidbar Yud Bet, how is God described as speaking to Moshe? Which seems to be the same as panim el panim or something like that. Pe el pe adaberbo marev elo v'chidot. Right? Mouth to mouth I talk to him and he sees me and not, right? Mare with visions and not with riddles. Right? Bimare lavet vada. Right now, so the problem is you get, right, you get different descriptions. One is Bamarai Levadvada, and sometimes it's Mar'eh, right, which they actually don't mean the same thing. So what does it mean? Well, what do Chazal think that it means to say that you see God's back and not your and not his face? So whatever it means something like a less clear nivu, or as Chazal describe it, an aspaklaria mi'ira versus aspaklaria she'ina mi'ira. A speculum. As Elliot Wolfson translates it, the speculum that shines or the speculum does not shine, or more clearly, just a lens, right? Meaning through a cloudy lens or a clear lens, right? That seeing God's back, achorai, is a cloudy one. Very good.
How does that answer the question, though?
No, doesn't answer it yet, right? This is just what it means, right? Something about achorai is less clear. Right? And panim el panim is clearer. Very good. Rav Meidan points out that the simplest understanding at some level is simply that, yeah, before Chet HaEgel,
he wanted to see God clearer, but afterwards...
No, he was zocha to see God clearer. Not he wanted to. He was zocha to see God clearer. Right? Before the Jews sinned, and they're at the higher level, and Moshe is... On that level of relationship, he is zoche to see it. But afterwards, right? Remember, he's trying to rebuild the relationship. So he needs to rebuild it. It's no longer as clear. But now Rav Meidan just points out that Chazal tried to build the metaphor more specifically, and they say, what does it mean to see God's back? What is the mashal that the Chazal give? What are they seeing specifically? What does it mean to see his back?
As film.
Yes, the knot of his tefillin. What? Wait, no, that's what Chazal say. So he says, okay, fine, but what does that mean?
Okay, no, yeah, that's
right. So what does that mean? What are they even getting at the mashal? Well, he says, well, think about what that means, right? So he gives yet another mashal. He says, you want to understand what that means? Think about the parallel. What is the parallel in general in Chazal to the tefillin? Is the tzitz, right? Yeah. If you looked at it in the front, what would you see? Yeah, Kodesh Lashem. And if you looked at it in the back, what would you see? The knot.
Okay.
Right? And what was the knot made of in the tzitz?
No.
Tchelet. Right? Which means that through tchelet, do you see God?
Is it the back of it?
No, what do you see? According to Chazal, when you see Tchelet, do you see God? Yes, but not directly. How do you see God? Like in Tzitzit. The Tchelet is Dom Yam. Yam Dom is the Rakia. The Rakia is Dom Elikis Yaakovah. Meaning, you see God, but through multiple layers of association. Right? Meaning, you have to get through several levels of analogy, of metaphor. It's indirect. So he argues that that's what's going on, right? Is that what Chazal is saying is that what is the knot of the tefillin? It's that he still saw God, but through association, through metaphor, through analogy, right? That was exactly the point, is that he's asking God again to understand him directly without having to resort to analogy. And God said no, right? That's the problem, is you could, when you represented the Jews at the higher level, you could see me without analogy. But now... Right, you can't. And that's really what it's about, right? It's not about not having a relationship with God and not having a relationship with God. It's that the naturalness was gone. Right? Is that when, before sin, you could see God as it were naturally, right? Directly, but naturally, meaning have a direct knowledge rather than having to approach God through levels and layers of analogy, of metaphor. Right, of where you have to extrapolate what you're seeing rather than getting some intuitive understanding. And the fact that you have these two descriptions of the same perek highlight that what is it that makes you unable to have that relationship? Sin. Right? I mean, that's what's going on in this perek, is that God is saying it used to be you could talk to me, you could have a direct understanding, but sin, right, create that distance and requires a less intuitive, a less natural relationship.
Moshe,
so that's Chazal's point. that Chazal's point is because Moshe only gets to be a Navi, but it's for Klal Yisrael. And Chazal make this point that until Dvarim, it's always Vaydav Hashem and Moshe Leimor. Only at the very end of Moshe's life does he get to be Zoch again to the higher level of Nevuah, which is Vaydaber Hashem Eli. And Dvarim is Hashem spoke to me. Right, that you see that even with Moshe's life, and the reason Chazal say is because his relationship with God at some level, he's the leader of the Jewish people. The level of his relationship is dependent on what revelation the Jews deserve to have. Right, he doesn't just get it for himself. Obviously, he has to be great, but no matter how great you are, you don't get to have a relationship with God just because.
It doesn't apply globally, though, right? Because we had Nevi'im in many times when Klal Yisrael was like completely.
But it's
like
still for the nation.
What do you mean? But they were also there to give Musar, and their Nevuot were specifically, right? Chazal don't think their Nevuot were very high level. Right? Yechezkel, we talk about the Maisa Merkava, and you say, oh my God, Maisa Merkava, you saw the image of God. You know what Chazal say about it? Chazal actually think that's a low level. Right, they say, yeah, Yeshayahu didn't talk about it that much because Yeshayahu was like an officer who was used to seeing the king. And Yechezkel was like a pauper. Right? He'd never been to the king's palace. He goes in the palace, he's like, wow! Right? The reason he spends so much time describing the detail is because he's not used to seeing God. Right? So Chazal or not, right, they're quite ambivalent about whether these very detailed descriptions of God prove that you have a high relationship.
I would have assumed that someone like Eliyahu HaNavi was like on a pretty high level.
Sure, maybe, right?
Even though he was in a time.
Moshe is on a high level, right? But that doesn't. But part of his the zchut to really understand God, right? You don't get it just in your own merit, right? Again, this is very hard with the Maimonidean view. Yeah. The simple pshat in Chazal is just not like, right? The Rambam's view seems to ignore a lot it really does. It just ignores a lot of factors in Chazal, right? This idea that prophecy for the Rambam is just, well, you reach intellectual perfection and prophecy is basically natural is like against like, you have to really read away a lot of the Midrashim and Chazal in general who just don't seem to believe that.
Rambam's probably fine with doing that.
That's fine. I'm just saying that the simple pshat in Chazal is that's more complicated than that.